Well, FC's player manager Tom Greaves joins us. Tom, the first thing we want to discuss is that's your sixth yellow card in the colours of FC United. Yes, disgraceful.
It is disgraceful.
Six yellow cards in your career at FC.
I'll be getting banned if I'm not careful.
You will. Are you going to find yourself?
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah,
that's what I like to hear. Listen, we travelled down today. We spoke to the listeners earlier on and said the atmosphere on the bus was one of which you'd normally expect of going home after a victory. And we all commented how it was a really good atmosphere on the bus, and you could feel that, you know, the vibe was maybe a little different from last week and the week before.
Yep.
And that seems to have certainly helped this afternoon. Give us your overall thoughts, and then we'll pick the bones out of it.
Like you say, on the way down, it was a good buzz. It was like we'd already been and won the game and was on our way home. The lads are really gelling together at the minute. They're really fighting for each other. And the way we defended today, I thought was absolutely superb. They've been on top for a lot of that game. I'd like to see the possession and stuff like that, because credit to them, to be fair, they've took it to us, and they were probably the better team overall, but I thought we defended well. And then Linus come up with an absolute worldie. And then that's that little bit of luck that you need. If you don't shoot, you don't score. And then great work from Maka down there for to slide Gerrard in. So,
well, as you say,
the points are the most important thing today.
Well, that's what we thought. You know, we could be. It's been the home of one all draws, pretty much the last five occasions we've been here, and you know, having to work, having to really put a shift in, and also you're on a 3G pitch, which again, it's tiring on the legs, especially at this time of the season.
Yep.
By the way, if there was smell-o-vision now, you're all should be jealous. He still smells gorgeous. It's deep heat. It's that smell of deep heat. Oh, you just can't be. Just it's lovely. I mean, the first half, as you rightly say, I think we were a little bit awkward, weren't we, in our play? The way we set up was obviously a 4-4-2. We lose Jamal quite early in the second half, in the first half, but it was a game of two teams struggling for form,
yep,
in the lower half of the table,
yep,
desperate for points, with one team maybe slightly being on top, as you say, with half chances, and FC not really creating anything.
No, we had one chance early doors, but yeah, that was about it. But I was never worried we was going to concede. I thought the lads at the back did really, really well, and like you say, we set up 4-4-2. We was probably getting overrun a little bit in the midfield, so. I mean, obviously, don't want to lose Jamal, but he's got a little knock on his groin, so that's forced him to change in shape a little bit. Probably weathered it a little bit better than we was doing. Got on the ball a little bit. We spoke about half time that we've got to go to them now and take the game to them. To be fair, it didn't happen. We were better in the second half, a lot better, but still not necessarily controlling the game.
How does it affect you when the two set of halves are both given yellow cards for the first incident, which perhaps was a yellow card, slightly late challenge from Fagbola,
yep,
and then Hughes hitting the ball as the referee's just blown his whistle.
Yep.
You're going to be disappointed, and Hughes is going to be disappointed with that as a yellow card, because as soon as he's hit it, he's got his hands up because he knows it's going to hit the, yep, player in the back. It's not intentional.
No. Nope.
What did the referee say? I mean, is he booked in for ungentlemanly conduct? Or
yeah, he just said it's intentional. So he's made a couple of strange decisions today. I couldn't quite see the second one. It looked to me like it's bounced up and hit his arm, but I don't know whether there's any movement in his arm. But
there's a little bit of movement in his arm, but we all said in commentary, I mean, Hughesy was absolutely immense this afternoon.
Yeah, he was.
And that victory, I think that victory's for him, because he was absolutely superb. He's all round ability. For the two centre-halves, as they did for the large parts of that game on yellow cards,
yep.
I mean, the challenge on the far left-hand side, that was his first actual free kick he conceded in the game. The,
yeah,
referee was looking to send him off.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, you know,
it's one of them things. We took Scott off because he'd been booked as well. We didn't want to go down to 10 men. It's not been our season, the discipline side of it this year.
No, that's quite true.
So hopefully when the season finishes, we can wipe that slate clean and go again next year. But like I said, the points are the main thing today. I thought the attitude from the lads and the work rate was absolutely brilliant, and you can see the fight for each other at the minute, and it's great to see in these the business end of the season.
A brave decision perhaps to bring off Scott Kay. A lot of people will say, well, he's a club captain, he always does certain things in the game. Now, he was on a yellow card, and ordinarily when he's on a yellow card, because he'd calmed down from the earlier parts in the game where we,
yep,
thought really he was,
yep,
he was back to his old worst ways, and then he seems to have calmed down, came out second half. But we thought tactically it was a good decision, not because of necessarily the yellow card and maybe you get another one. It's the fact that what you brought to the game then was it gave us a little bit more pace.
Yep.
Taysom came on.
Yep.
it gave Higham the opportunity on this left-hand side. They gelled a little bit better. Yep. And the pace through the game in that last 15 minutes really seemed to work. So I thought, we thought it was a very good decision that you'd made. I mean, in my opening commentary, I thought actually you might have not started today. I thought you might have started slightly differently with a bit more pace in the game.
Yep.
But, again, testament to the fact that the lads have done that. And as you say, second half, we looked at a couple of players. We looked at the work rate of Steve Irwin, which was, although he didn't do a huge amount of the game, it's what he didn't do in the game. Yeah. What he didn't off the ball yeah. was absolutely outstanding this afternoon. Yeah. You got, and that kind of, you know, determination and quality is excellent. That's what you want in a player, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, too right. Yeah, that's the first thing I asked for is the work rate, and Steve is a good one to have in there. He's not trained this week. He's spent a little bit of time at home with the baby. But it's been a good rest for him, to be fair. The same with Linney. He had a good rest with his hamstring. And it was good to see Sam come on. He's done well. He's got a bit of pace about him. He's got something about him, Sam, and he'll be a good player. I think everybody has put a shift in. We probably could have been better on the ball, keeping it a little bit better, moving the ball faster. We've ummed and ahed about formations and personnel this week. It's probably one of the hardest ones we've had. But we went back to a 4-4-2 because of the little run we had of three games before the Leamington game, and we thought we were more balanced in there. But obviously we've had to change it early doors, and it's worked for us today.
But the balance in the second half, certainly with Kieran Glynn. I mean, Glynn came into the game more and more in that second half, and
yep.
When you get one in front, he's the kind of player that you want on the ball because yeah. he'll just take it and move it, and you know he'll get free kicks for you.
Yeah.
And again, it's the kind of game that he, you know, it was good to see him back and showing that little bit of quality as well. And you know, it makes it a headache for you.
It does. It was unlucky not to start today. It was a big conversation whether he would play or not, and he probably suits the three more than a flat 4-4-2.
Yeah, yeah.
So that made our mind up for us, but he's come on early doors and he's done really well. And like you say, when he's driving with the ball and he just looks after it, he takes the pressure off a little bit, and that's what exactly what you want in a player.
Virtually no shots on target for the vast majority of the game from FC.
Yeah.
But the two shots that we have, we score from. But the work rate of Garner again, you know, putting himself about a little bit, trying to, you know, we could see what we were trying to achieve in the game. But when you've not really won, well, you've won one game away from home all season,
yeah.
you know, sometimes, you know, it's just not going to be your day. But there was his performance. I thought again, he came more and more into the game. He had two big players to defend against, and you did as well. The likes of Luke Jones and Jack Lane, two big centre halves.
Yeah, decent
and,
lads.
You know, worked hard, and in that respect, you've got to be again impressed with the young lads' work rate. Even though, and then he gets that goal. He's there in the right spot.
Yep.
You know, good football again. Great header on the right hand side from Senior. Plays it into Joel to Kieran Glynn. Nice bit of work. Plays it out 1-2 between Linfield and McCarthy. And McCarthy just barges through it. He bounces up, bounces down, and there's because we thought maybe it was going to be a penalty initially. And then, oh no, it's not. And then, wallop, it goes into the back of the net and makes it 2 and game over. You've got to be relieved there,
does,
haven't you, as a manager and a captain.
Yeah, absolutely. I was well happy with Maka coming on as well, and he's obviously created the goal. He was unlucky not to play today. We went with the 4-4-2 and a little bit more height up front. We had a little bit of feedback on them that they didn't deal with crosses very well, so our game plan was to get the ball wide and put the balls into the box. And it didn't quite work.
Do that next season then.
Yeah, we'll come back here and do that next year, yeah. But Maka's giving me a headache. He's a good lad and he sticks at it and he works hard in training. So the lads are pulling together at the minute, and it's great to see. And I think another win or two and we'll be all right.
You clearly knew you were coming off, and as all players do when they're 1-0 up and they're playing with 10 men, they go as far away as they can. Andy Burns didn't like that, did he? The number
he didn't
two,
like
he,
it,
he was
like
very
it.
he was trying to push you the other way.
He came up to me straight away and said, "If you are going off, you get off there." They try to get off him, but that's the game, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've got to have them little cheats in there sometimes.
It certainly is. Today, up to 15th now, all the results, but the only one result that went against was Southport getting beat at home by Nuneaton. But everything else going in FC's favour.
Yeah.
Big game now next week. And, you know, what you seem to have is players that are still fit, raring to go. You've got the youngsters, you named one on the bench again today, and you've also brought back Matt Jones.
Yeah, fingers crossed he'll be available for us next week. It's not quite worked out how we wanted it to at Mosley. The agreement was to go out there and get 90 minutes.
And he's not played, has he?
Football. No, he hasn't. It's been unfortunate for him, but we're more than happy to bring him back and get him involved with us.
So today, it's a fitness issue. He needs to be back, you know, training for two or three more weeks to get back up to max fitness.
He's not been available for us today, but hopefully for next week.
So he wasn't available today, but you brought him back because of the situation.
Yeah.
Right, because then new manager's coming as well.
All the other lads have travelled as well, just to get them used to
travel, blooming heck. We had to sit at the front of the coach. We thought we were the management. There was me, no, Ben.
It's about left. Bloody time.
Well, actually, we converted Ben into the physio. Me and Loz were the joint managers, and Stato Paul was going to come in at half time, and he was going to read the riot act, give all the stats out, yeah, and the heat map and everything
and
like
say,
that,
and say yes, boss, a lot,
and then say yes, right, boss. But I mean, that is actually a question, and again, we'll let you go because I know you're going to like to get in the dressing room and get yourself showered. But as a player manager, and we've talked about this, and I've spoken to ex-player managers, and in the very first, when you become a player manager, it's probably the hardest thing to do because you're a player. In essence, you are a player. You're not, yeah, a manager yet, you're, nope, a player. And players are always pally with all the pals on the pitch and in the dressing room.
Yep.
And when the manager comes in at half-time and bollocks them all, none of you like it. Now, nope, you as a manager now coming in, are you leaving that rollicking if needs be to Jack and to Tom, or are you all three collectively getting in there? Because
do you know what, everybody,
because you're talking to your peers, aren't you? You're talking to your peers there.
Yeah, everybody chips in, not just me, Tom, Jack, the likes of Hughesy, Scott Kerr, Linney. There's a lot of experienced lads in there, so we don't go in and throw water bottles around and kick things. We have a chat about it, and we try to do it that way. And the lads, since we took over day one, have been superb for us.
So it's quite calm in the dressing room at half time most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Fantastic.
Obviously, people will give each other a good telling off, but we try talk it through, point out the problems, and try to put it right in the second half.
Well, thanks as always. The next game is Darlington at home.
Yep.
Followed by the Tuesday night York City away, yep, at home again, and then we travel to a team, Alfreton, who again we'll be looking to have secured hopefully our place in this division before the last game of the season. We can enjoy the team against North Ferriby United. As always, my friend, much appreciated. Really enjoyed your
first away league win.
Yes.
Under Tom Greaves, he can go back on. Yes. He was after that on Friday. He was saying, I want to go back on a team bus with an away win in the league.
Yeah, very good point.
Not experienced
well made,
it
yeah.
so
yeah.
far, so we'll have an entertaining trip home, won't
we? That he was Bobbins, though, wasn't he? I'm sure, to be honest, today you would have brought yourself off at a certain state earlier.
Yeah,
If you had the players that you knew you could bring on, you probably would have done that.
Yeah,
today.
I would, to be fair. I've had a little knock on my heel and it started hurting.
Oh, that was the excuses. You used excuses already.
No excuses. No, they're not.
Do you want to borrow? Because it was a 3G pitch, so we haven't got another 3G. But I had Rory Patterson's boots for you today and I've left
them.
I thought they would have been you could have scored his 100th goal in his boots.
In his boots.
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't to be. We've got the result. Fantastic as always.
Yep.
Get yourself over there, get yourself
Tom
changed.
On.
What time do you need us on the bus for? Because we don't want to be late.
What are we on now?
It's 20 past already, 20 past five.
Quarter to six then.
Right.
On and off.
You're not good. On and off.
Watch.
Go on, off. Go on then.
Go.
We've got it right. Timing him now. If he doesn't make it, we go without him.